This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness and Indiana Honelein, the dusty one, comes into the studio, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks. Thaddeus?
Indiana, a tree grows in Battery Park, and it's a special tree, isn't it?
It is a very special tree. In January of 1943, Irma Lauscher, who was a teacher at Theresienstadt concentration camp in Czechoslovakia, smuggled a tree into the camp so the Jewish children there could celebrate the Jewish holiday, the Arbor Day, in a secret ceremony, and they used their water rations to nurture the sapling. There were 15,000 Jewish children imprisoned in Theresienstadt, and only 200 survived. But the tree was still standing afterwards when a time of liberation, and a sign was put at its base as a symbol of resilience. And branches of the tree were then, by the way, buried alongside Mrs. Lauscher, who survived the Holocaust and died in 1985. But saplings were cut and planted in Jerusalem, San Francisco, Chicago, and Philadelphia. And now outside the Museum of Jewish of Holocaust and in downtown Battery Park, they are planting a tree that was grown by a doctor in Pennsylvania who had seven of them from cuttings of the original tree. And the children's tree, as it will be known, was dedicated this week. It's 15 feet tall and will be taken care of by children in the Battery Park School, which is directly across the street from the museum. And just as the children in Theresienstadt took care of it, they will be taking care of this one as a lasting reminder.
Edward Shames has left us at 99 years old, the last of the band of brothers, Overlord, Pegasus, the Operation Market Garden, Battle of the Bulge, and... what is significant, Malcolm, is that Edward Shames was one of the first into Dachau. What are the memories of Edward Shames, Malcolm?
Edward Shames was a veteran. He was in Easy Company, which inspired the Band of Brothers book and the miniseries that I think everybody has seen. It was the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 101st Airborne, and they made the first jump into Normandy on D-Day as part of Operation Overlord and Operation Pegasus they volunteered for. They also were amongst the first members of the 101st to enter Dachau, Shames in particular, after its liberation. And then when Germany surrendered, he and Easy Company entered Hitler's Eagle's Nest, where they found bottles of cognac with a label saying for the Führer's use only. And Edward was able to get a few of the bottles, and he used the cognac to toast his oldest son's bar mitzvah, which is the ultimate revenge, I think, in statement. He worked for the National Security Agency for many years and in the U.S. Army Reserve. And the as we all know, the book and the miniseries that was based on their incredible activities from the training camp in Georgia in 1942 to the war's end in 1945. And he had many children and grandchildren and even 12 great-grandchildren.
Indiana Honelein himself, the bag of tricks, the dusty chapeau, the bullwhip. He picks it all up to go back out into adventures. That is McCarter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.